Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third, the center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Johnny Gill. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Woody English. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roy Henshaw. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Roy Henshaw. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Johnny Cooney. Batting second, the third baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting third, the right fielder, George Watkins. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Buddy Hassett. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Lonnie Frey. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Jordan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Barres. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fred Frankhaus. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Fred Frankhaus. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Watkins. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Watkins. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Barres for a passed ball. Gallen moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gill moves to second. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barres throws to second, with Frey covering, and has Gill trapped. There's the throw to Stripp, who tags Gill for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. English moves to second. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cooney. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey fields it and has Gallen trapped. There's the throw to strip and over to Jordan, who tags Gallen for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jimmy Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gill. Barras reaches second base with a double. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 1 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jordan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Watkins hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassett hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henshaw is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barres fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Barres. Hack moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball towards left. Taylor catches it and throws to second to double up Hack. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Barres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Barres hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frankhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. George Earnshaw now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a pop-up towards third. Strip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gill throws the ball into English, who tags Cooney trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 2 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Vera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Barras and he is safe. Gallen steals second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field. Watkins picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Watkins. Gallen scores. Hartnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassett bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Hassett moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jordan hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Barras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barras is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Barras hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. English hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hassett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Earnshaw for the out. One out. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-3 in the game. Stripp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cavaretta. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Watkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Henshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stripp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Watkins. Herman reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Barras and he is out, Jordan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hassett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 0. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.